So good morning. My name is Larry Pittman. I reside in Riverside, California. A little bit of background about me. I was born and raised in central Pennsylvania, very rural area. I was baptized at 16, and I'm 41 years old right now. So I've been following God off and on, I'll say off and on literally, for that period of time. And for many years, I was lukewarm. I never really developed a regular habit of reading. I wasn't much of a reader at all, right? I was the kind of guy that after high school, after college, I had nothing to do with books and further education. And just never, you know, there was very few books I read the whole way through. So for me, I've tried to read through the Bible for a few times and just failed. And for whatever reason, just never became a great reader. In 2006, I got this nudge from God, I believe, to read through His Word in 2007. And when that started, I started to call my close group of friends and just to tell them that, hey, I got this idea to read through the Bible, and I just want to let you know. And one of those calls was to my brother there in Shippensburg, Pennsylvania, and he said, well, Larry, why don't I join you? And that was pretty cool. And I thought, well, that's pretty neat. So it won't just be me reading through the Bible. It'll be Jeff and I. And then a friend of ours, Joe Hill, here in Riverside, decided to join us also. But for most of the part, Jeff and I, we first of all decided, you know, what are we going to read? Because we wanted to follow the same plan, and we didn't necessarily want to buy a new Bible for that. But so we found on Gideons.org, we found a reading plan that took us Old and New, the Old and New Testament daily. And, boy, that just started it all, didn't it, Jeff? And we just started reading, you know, individually we'd read. We wouldn't read together, per se, but we would read, and it, like, at least once a week we'd be calling each other and talking about what we've read. We'd talk about, you know, the creation story. We'd talk about Noah. We'd talk about Abraham. And that went through the whole year. We talked about what we were reading. It became this ongoing Bible study. And if you can only imagine, not just getting to know the Bible more, but getting to know my brother more. So it not only increased my knowledge of God, it increased my, you know, improved the relationship with my brother. And Jeff and I have never been closer before. Jeff's about 4 years older than I, and I've always liked my older brother, but we've never been this close. And I just praise God for the relationship that we have. We're separated by, you know, about 2,500 miles. And we've never been this close. So I love how God has, you know, through this work of reading His Word, has drawn me closer to my family than I've ever been before. And that's just a wonderful thing. So I see God doing many things in my life through this. So not only did I decide to read through the Word, but there was another part of me that's part of, you know, it's hard for me to explain, but it wasn't just about reading God's Word. It was about seeking Him. So my prayer life was not much to speak about the beginning of 2007. And now I know everyone on this call is in different places. Some people have stronger prayer lives than others. And for me personally, I didn't have much of a prayer life at all. So when I started, you know, I said, I basically started praying real simple prayers. God, I want to know you more. Please reveal yourself to me. I want more. And I think I was where many Christians are today. Many Christians in our churches today want more. They want a stronger relationship. They think, is this it? Is just going to church every Sunday or every, you know, a Bible study here and there, is that all there is to being a follower of Christ? And that's where I was. So I asked God directly, you know, is this more? Is this it? You know, I wanted more. And God gave that to me. And I feel like, you know, that's just simply seeking Him through all the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, if you seek Him, you will find Him. And I think that's one of the best promises we can have. But this doesn't happen overnight. I'm telling you, it's a journey. And for some of you, you might find them sooner than others, but I'm telling you, it's worth it. And if you might have already found them. And for whatever reason, you're on this call to learn how to read daily, but for me, it was profound and awesome. that I could have this personal relationship, although I've been baptized at 16. Here I am. This is my fourth year reading through his word, and I'm looking forward more to reading through his word this year than I was the last 3 years. That's, you know, God has built my excitement, because every time I read it now, I just get more from it, and I find more interest in it. Now, that first year I read, you know, I didn't necessarily know what I was reading. I read a lot of things that I didn't completely understand. I started to not only talk with Jeff about it, but other people that were closer to me here, and I started really seeking answers to what I was reading. So it was more than just me reading the Bible and talking with Jeff. There was more to it than that. And however this leads you down your path, you know, I don't know, but I encourage you to learn all that you can about God, because it's worth your time. So that changed my life through 2007. And at the end of 2007, I think through the obedience of reading through his word, God put it on my heart to create a website called thebibleteam.com.